like summertime. can you hear me? Can I adjust this up a bit? I'm a bit taller than.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Ah, that's how you do it. No, you don't. Maybe it's. Oh. A bit dangerous. Yeah, that's fine, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Great, fantastic. Okay. Wow, it's been the most incredible day. And what really resonates for me is the title of this section, which is Life, as a diploma holder. How vibrant all of this is, how vibrant the astrological life is. And that's, in a sense, that's the theme really of what I want to say. I remember so clearly the day that my final diploma exam results came in, and that was in July 2000. And in those days, unlike today, where the results are sent out by email today, in those days everything was sent out by post, and they always put the title DF Astral S on the envelope. After your name on the envelope, so you knew even before you'd opened the envelope whether you'd passed or not. And of course, I saved the piece of paper on which the results were written. And I was looking through all of this the other day just to prepare this little talk. I also saved that envelope because it reminds me of the tremendous and overwhelming and overpowering excitement of that particular day. Also, probably because I'm a Gemini and I have a thing about envelopes. When I first signed up for the certificate course in September 1995, and it was actually here, this is quite weird because it was here in Friends Meeting House that we had those courses. So this was my astrological first home, if you like. At that time, I had absolutely no intention of becoming an astrologer, professional or otherwise. I had no expectations about astrology at all. I didn't really even think that you could be an astrologer. I had no conception of it. And to be honest, I had very little knowledge of the subject either. But from what I did know, it seemed magical to me, a complete mystery, compelling, exciting, something completely different from what I'd known before. And I remember that first class here, September the 20th, 1995. I could even tell you what the weather was like on that day. Here at Friends Meeting House, and with Claire Martin as my tutor. And it's so nice to see Claire today. Just the whole connection has just been really, really powerful for me. And that incredible sense of wonder and excitement as Claire started talking and started introducing the idea of astrology. I remember the sound of your voice on that day. And it resonates, I can hear it in my head, and that's my first inception moment of astrology, that's my first connection to it, and it's so very powerful. Of course, I have quite a few planets in Gemini, and the rest are in Virgo, and everything's very mercurial, so of course it's the sound of the voice that connects it for me. And I didn't know it at the time, I had transiting Pluto square to natal Uranus in the third house. I didn't know that I couldn't have spoken that language at the time, I didn't know it. But all I knew was that somebody had switched on all the lights and everything was flashing in technicolour. And as each week progressed, as we went through the classes, the lights flashed brighter. And this is another thing that came to me as I was preparing for this. It probably won't surprise you to hear that I found out about the faculty through an ad that it had placed, and I think it only ever placed it once, in a publication called Floodlight. A list of all the courses that go on in London. So of course, Floodlight is absolutely the right word. Anyway, there I was in July 2000, after almost 5 years of study, clutching that precious faculty diploma, not to mention the envelope, and just wondering what to do next. I'd entered astrology with no expectations, but I'd very quickly fallen under astrology's spell during those courses, and I was determined to weave it into my life on a professional level somehow. I had absolutely no idea how I was going to do that. I just had a very powerful gut sense that I knew that had to happen. I absolutely longed to teach for the faculty, I never actually imagined that I would be offered that opportunity, never mind all the other things, all the other jobs that these nice people have entrusted me with. I think Hermes must have been rooting for me that day, back in 2000. The same year that I graduated, I was invited to do a bit of teaching in the classes, in the London classes. And then I was invited to help out on council. And then unexpectedly, the summer school organiser job came up. And of course I grabbed it. And then it all started to roll from there. Before I knew it, my whole life had changed. I went freelance. How's that for Uranus transiting over the midheaven? And I recognise a lot of what Pauline was saying, what you were saying about the link with complementary therapy, because I started to fit together a job for myself, which was partly faculty work, and it was partly a growing client list. And I trained as a reflexologist too. And I gained so much. I only did it for about 5 years, but I worked in a very particular set of circumstances, which was I did the training, and then I hooked up with a charity which provided trained complementary therapists to work with people with immune-related illnesses. And I learned so much in that in the interpersonal interaction. That was a very powerful thing for me. And it's also a touch therapy, so you work very much on that energetic level. And we were supervised, and there was ongoing training, so that was extremely important for me and very valuable. It would be really hard to talk about my professional life as an astrologer post-diploma without talking about the faculty, because of course this has been, as it were, the vessel, the most important vessel for me, in which my astrological development has taken place. And I think one of the most fantastic things about this organisation, and there are obviously quite a few, is that it unquestionably provides more opportunities for its diploma holders, for its graduates, than any other school that I can think of, any other school of astrology that I can think of. And it actively sees this, I think, as part of its work. So diploma holders can be taken on as tutors, as faculty officers, helping out on council and so on. And the faculty supports you in helping to establish your professional life and to develop your skills. And I think I've been unconscionably lucky over the years. The faculty has allowed me to be the summer school organiser, being the head of classes. I've been the vice president alongside Claire as president, which was 9 fantastic years. I've been the president too, and I'm now the director of studies, as well as a classes tutor and a distance learning tutor. And each new job, of course, is a learning curve, and it hones a different set of skills through its own particular range of challenges. If you look at your own chart, I guess you will be able to see, what kind of astrologer you are, or what kind of astrologer is there in the making. What aspects of it command your attention the most, and what skills you might particularly bring to the table. I think being a Gemini, uber Gemini, with a stellium in the third and Saturn in the ninth, and that co-rules an Aquarius MC, I was always particularly interested in teaching, and I think perhaps it's for others to judge, but I feel, arguably, very well suited to working on the educational side of things. So I chose a particular path, and that's been very important to me. Around the faculty work, of course, has been woven my own client work. And I know for sure that if I hadn't gone through the faculty training, and if I didn't have that piece of paper with DF Astral S written on it, that I would not have had the confidence and the courage to establish a career for myself, or a client base for myself, to do that kind of work. It gave me a sense of having gained a degree of competence sufficient that I could use that as a base to then go out into the world. I think that was the most important thing that it gave me in those early years. A sense that I had something to build on, that I'd established a very firm foundation and I had that to build on. So, well, I make my living from astrology, and I have done for the last 15 years, more or less. But I've come to understand, looking back over that 15 years, that making a living out of it hasn't really been the most important part of that particular journey. I feel really lucky and really blessed to have been able to earn my living from astrology, to pay the mortgage out of what I earn as an astrologer. That gives me a particular buzz. And I guess all along the way I've been a bit like Hermes, in the right place at the right time. Something like that. But looking back, and I know this sounds like probably a terrible cliche, what seems to me the most crucial thing about the last 15 years has been the inner journey of self-development and the creative awakening. That's all I can describe it as, really. The creative awakening which astrology has engendered in me, and it would never have happened if I hadn't discovered astrology. That has been undoubtedly the platform, the language, the way of seeing, the way of understanding the world, which has opened up the creative side of myself. Before astrology, I've never thought of myself as a creative or artistic kind of person. I'm still probably not artistic, not in the technical sense, but I now think of myself as a creative person, and I think that's the most important thing. Quite apart from earning my living from astrology, that's been the most important thing. That's been the most profound and life-changing aspect of gaining a diploma and being a diploma holder and working as an astrologer. So for me, the diploma is, it's not so much a professional qualification, although it is, but not so much something, a piece of paper that I can hang on the wall to maybe give confidence to clients or to impress my friends or my family, or even to impress myself, although I am impressed by the diploma and all the work that it took to get it. The diploma for me marks stepping over a threshold into a very particular kind of community. I have absolutely boundless admiration for all of my fellow diploma holders, all of the people that I work with on council, the team of tutors at the faculty, my own tutors from my student days, and quite a few of them are here, not all, but most of them. Fellow students that I trained with, and some of you are here today as well, which is great. And not to mention, of course, just the faculty students, all of you endlessly inspiring, providing daily inspiration, I think, as astrologers and as people. And I think this community would be hard to match anywhere else. For the inspiration, creative inspiration that comes from that. And all of you, I think, have that rare kind of bravery that astrologers seem to have, which allows us all to occupy a space right out on the edge, where there is freedom. You can hear my Uranus talking, perhaps. Where there is freedom to express one's own particular brand of creativity, and to one is free, you feel yourself to be free to think in unconventional ways. I'm not by any means a famous astrologer. I don't globetrot, I don't headline big conferences, thank God. Astrology has taken me, well, all around the UK, I guess, to Denver, to New Orleans, to conferences there. And as Laura was saying earlier in the afternoon, last December, Kat and I, my fellow tutor, we taught a workshop in Bali on behalf of the faculty. We went on behalf of the faculty. And teaming up with my longtime friend, Evelyn Roberts, whose own post-diploma astrological journey has been all about, well, travel and founding Heaven and Earth workshops. And if you told me back in July 2000, when I had that envelope in my hand, that I would one day be on a paradise island teaching astrology for 8 days to a group of 20 students from all around the world, and occasionally wearing a sarong, I really wouldn't have believed it. To be honest, though, I think the heart of my work, which is, of course, the daily work of it, teaching in the London classes, teaching distance learning courses, and, of course, the summer school in Oxford, as well as my own client work, actually feels no less exotic and no less breathtaking and no less inspiring and incredible to me. And it's the source of constant joy, this daily work. The educational process, of course, doesn't stop when you get the diploma. In a sense, it really only just starts. I'm currently studying for an MA. It's a new MA which is run at Canterbury Christ Church University in Myth, Cosmology and the Sacred. And it's run by Angela Voss and Geoffrey Cornelius, who are two astrologers, which is wonderful for the cohorts there. Its syllabus, it isn't about astrology, but it encompasses aspects of astrology. For instance, some of the philosophies which underpin astrology's practice. But essentially it revolves around it's a study of the role of the imagination in shaping the way that we see the world, how we respond to it, and particularly the imagination's role in sacred experience. And the MA has introduced me to a whole array of writers and thinkers, new philosophies and ideas. It's been an incredibly enlightening experience. And indeed, I go so far as to say that it, on many levels, this MA is providing some of the framework, some of the groundwork for the next phase of my life. But I absolutely know that I would never have gravitated towards it had it not been for astrology first of all. Astrology with all its rich history, all its influences, all the things that brought me into astrology, myth, psychology, philosophy, history, Babylonian star religion to theosophy, Pythagoras, Plato, Jung, Hillman, the study of all of these people. Astrology encompasses literature, music, psychology, myth, art, poetry. We can see these things through the lens of astrology. And all of the rest of the things, all of the rest of the subjects which astrology connects so powerfully to, anything which has a symbolic component to, we can marry it and match it with astrology. And we see it through the lens of astrology, and it takes on a very special sort of meaning. For me, astrology, therefore, has been like a key, opening a doorway into a place of endless creative and imaginative potential, some of which, of course, is my own, to be opened up. So, here at Faculty Day, of course, I can see my very first tutor, Claire Martin, who stood in for Hermes, I think, the magical guide at the threshold, as I came in through the door, literally the door down here, on that very first day of the certificate course. And of course the other tutors who shaped my student years and whose work has really never stopped inspiring me, Lindsay Rademacher, Kim Farley, Babs Kirby, Melanie Reinhardt, Darby Costello, of course, and Sue Tompkins, who I think was meant to come today but isn't here, I don't think. I'm quite disappointed.
Carol, she double booked herself.
Sorry? She double booked herself.
She's on a course. I don't know if the Tammy is happy or not. She's there in the morning, here in the afternoon, and this course became so riveting.
And if I could be thought of as even half as good as these people in mentoring my own students, I'd be very, very happy. Perhaps this is then what the faculty is, and also what the diploma is. The notion of a closely knit astrological community in which one is held by the people and by astrology itself, and in which therefore one's own astrological development unfolds, so that the creative impulse that each one of you has inside you can really be given its wings. Anybody who's collected a diploma today, to the two of you here, you've achieved something absolutely incredible. To those who've collected certificates today, you're well on the way. To all faculty students, I'd say just be encouraged to keep on going, because the rewards at the end of it when you get your diploma are absolutely immense, and just enjoy the journey. That's it, the end.